The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, hello there, and thanks for coming back. So I was actually out of town visiting my family. It's just a very interesting. I'm going to talk this segment, something that's near and dear to me. And I guess what I feel is the number one thing that any one of us can do to take better care of our health. And to, I mean, I just think it's time for everybody to heal. It's time. Because this whole outward projection we have on our primary care providers, the people that we, you know, have insurance with, what have you, it's just not working. And I think that throughout the history of medicine, we have given our power away. And here's the things that I hear people talk to me about, whether they are my friends, my patients, the people that I go out and lecture to, or just case in point, my family that I just spent some time with. This is the wording that I hear. Well, you know, my doctor, and then there's a big complaint that follows. Or, yeah, they have me on, and then they'll talk about a medication. Or, well, they put me on. And that particular style, in my opinion, of voicing about health, honestly, makes me crazy. Because, and I don't get crazy on the person, but I do get crazy inside. And for the most part, what it really tells me is that people need gentle nudging and information that they, everybody, if you look at the word primary care provider, okay, aren't we all primarily in charge of providing care for ourselves? Wouldn't that be our primary job? And that's what I want to see happen. Because your doctors, your practitioners, your nutritionists, your acupuncturists, you know, I always say that there's value in all systems of medicine. So yes, there are people that can help you from conventional Western reductionistic medicine. I'm a naturopathic doctor, and there's a whole world of comprehensive practitioner types like myself in naturopathic medicine. You can go to naturopathic.org. That's naturopathic.org, and find a licensed naturopathic doctor in your area. There's acupuncturists, traditional Chinese medicine. There is chiropractic medicine. There's homeopathy. There's so many people that you can partner with. There's nutritional medicine. There's all sorts of things. But still, you are primarily in charge of, at the end of the day, what happens. And so what I want everybody to start doing is, you know, realize that you can go to your doctor, you know, whether you pay for cash or whether it's reimbursed through insurance, and they can recommend things, for sure. But you have the final say. You always have the choice to smile and nod and certainly say thank you. It's not about taking up an adversarial relationship, but it's being able to smile and nod, say thank you, and think about it. Talk about it with your friend. Talk about it with your partners. Talk about it with your family. Talk about it with whomever you want to. See what's best for you. Think about it. Sleep on it. Take a run. See what it feels like. Let's say your cholesterol is a little high and your doctor, quote unquote, writes you a prescription for, let's say, a statin medication. You know, you have every right to say, you know what, hey, I appreciate the prescription. I'm going to take 3 months and see what I can do from a diet exercise perspective to get my cholesterol down. That's your right. We all need to step up, start stopping complaining about our practitioners, understand that there are more comprehensive, like-minded people out there that will partner with you in your healthcare, and really start taking care of ourselves and our family. I mean, listen, there is a world of fascination out there in conventional medicine. I mean, just watch the Discovery Health Channel. It's unbelievable what folks can do. I mean, seriously, at this point in time, it's really, the advancements are amazing. And I know that every day pharmaceutical medications save people's lives. So it's not about a we, they thing. It's not about dissing anybody. It's about personal empowerment. It is about you taking responsibility for the choices that you make and for what you put in your body each and every day. You know, I was talking earlier on the show with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, and, you know, 150 pounds of sugar per year, each individual on an average takes in. And he said it's because of what they put in our food. But guess what? That food doesn't get into our mouths unless we put it there. There are seductive messagings going on out there from the marketing departments of all sorts of food industries, whether it's natural foods, whether it's breads, cereals, dairies, you name it. Okay, there's we know it's an industry if it's marketed and it makes a profit. And business is, you know, we are consumers, and this is what's, you know, out there. But we've got to be able to keep our heads about us to actually really, wake up and stay awake throughout the day as we make our choices when it comes to the things that we put in our body. But the number one thing that if we could grok, I think, is doing it and making sure that you're doing it and you know that you have primary responsibility. You can be your own primary care provider. Because gone are the days, and I'll tell my patients, if, you know, let's say they come in and they are excited about the process that they go through with me because they feel like it's a partnership, that they do have say, that I do learn about them and how they are going to work best and how they're going to succeed best and all of that. And then they start wanting to rip on their maybe other doctor, or maybe their allopathic physician for not doing that. And I said, well, you know, if you think about it, and if you go back into the history of medicine, allopathic physicians are meant to think in a very reductionistic way. That is exactly how they're trained. So they're not doing anything they're not supposed to do, or not supposed to do. They're actually providing reductionistic care in the science of reductionism, which is you being reduced to a lab test, perhaps, or a diagnosis, or a symptom. And usually there's a treatment protocol that follows. If that's not for you, the last thing I want you to do is get angry, because that's not going to help any health situation. I want you to get empowered. I want you to understand that you've got choice, that there are choices to make that are different, and that you can wake up and actually do some research and be empowered about your health. Anything from medications that you put into your body, to the amount of water, to the food that you put in your mouth, to exercise, it's so empowering to know that you have that control. There's so many things that are going on. If we talk about, you know, marketing and movements, I think one of the best things people can do is start growing your own food, even if it's like herbs that you can use, that you know that are organic. You have complete control over what kind of soil is used and what's sprayed on them or not sprayed on. You can teach your children to get into this movement early. Anything that you can empower yourself, your family to do, to really, truly, honestly start getting the idea and the fact that we are really supposed to be our own primary care providers. Once again, it's just providing care for ourselves and our family. That's the biggest thing. I mean, that's the whole entire reason I do what I do here on Radio MD. My show's called Mindful Medicine. Dr. Ricky Krishner said to me one day after he got off the show, he said, knock him alive. And I thought, oh, I love that, because, you know, we say things, awful things like knock him dead or kill two birds with one stone. I like to say feed two birds with one crumb and let's knock people alive, because that's how we're going to do this. We're going to be able to just wake up and use our mind. That's what I want you to do. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. You can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at Your Radio MD. Thank you so much, and have a great day.